to build a brand new house without a sleeping circle. It doesn't make sense. It's not humane. It's not humane.
Not what?
It's not humane.
Not humane? What came out? What are you doing?
So I told Dovi, Teishkan Durim means you build a sukkah off your bedroom, you and your wife sleep in there. He's like, are you nuts? The Teishkan Durim means I should sleep by myself.
Yes, that's what you did.
It's not Teishkan Durim, it's just how you want it.
Just
Teishkan.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's not right. When your kids, when you're with the kids.
If you build that room, it's their problem. It sounds like a them problem. They can sleep with their shirt.
Looks to me.
Looks to me you took this a little bit out of control.
That's those, the
T-shirts.
The diapers, the napkins.
You should have blown your nose before.
I did.
You saw you move the cones?
Who's calm? Who's calm? Let's go.
Milton's on the way. Almost there.
Who's Milton?
It's the guy disturbing all the suckers in Orlando.
Oh.
Hello, it's going to be done in 3-4 hours. The whole thing
yeah, but anyone who's up,
it's only starting.
Yeah, but the guys are not putting their suckers up there till next week.
Milton's a lady. No guy. You have people from...
That's great. I got it from 100 people. 100 people sent it to me. Yeah, so he did. He took not a bunch of goods. No, he did. He put him in long 8-foot pegs into the grass, and he ratcheted his house roof with yellow things. Yeah.
They changed. You know, they changed the code.
Like a flatbed truck.
The way they brace it now.
Yeah, literally.
That's what he did.
That's great. Dude,
seven.
He has a trailer, probably.
No, he's a regular house. Put it over the roof.
Literally from front to back.
Anyway, let's go. Let's see. Today's year sponsor for Shlema, for all the people that we sponsor for Yisrael and Bracha. Baruch Hashem out of the ICU in a regular room. Baruch Hashem off the vent. Speaking, eating. Big simcha. He had a heart attack and he collapsed on Shabbos 2 weeks ago and he was on a vent, but he's Baruch Hashem, he's putting a stent. I think he'll be on for Sukkot.
Really?
Yeah. I think that the Chazon Ish is vouching for him. Because this guy spent 3 years building Chazon Ish Sukkot. He's a Baal Bos from Brooklyn and moved here. He spent 3 years. The whole Sukkot is not even Maimed to Maimed to Maimed. It's 100% Chazon Ish Sukkot. He's 100% Chazon Ish. No, he built walls out of concrete. It's Mechubel Karka.
And you never got to use it?
He did, but I hold that for Sukkot he'll be home because the Chazon Ish will make sure he'll be home for Sukkot. The guy cares so much about doing the Sukkot the right way.
Yeah.
Anyway,
does he
have
the Chazon
Ish's house? Nothing better, it's a
Mardi Gazal.
Very kosher with him.
He has the Chazon Ish's house or just the Chazon Ish's Sukkot?
Make fun. He also has his belt, I think. Anyway,
he's got nothing better to do with the Chazon Ish.
I don't know the Taina. I'm saying a guy who's he happens to be a massive Talmud Chacham.
You don't know the Taina because you didn't think of it first.
And he,
that's all. If you thought of it first, it would be your shita.
You're totally off today. I'm just telling you. This all stems from building a house without a sleeping sukkah. It all stems from that, not having any respect for the mitzvah.
That's an issue to have.
No respect for mitzvah.
This house wasn't sukkah.
Anyway, is there a strike?
Yeah, not in Israel.
No,
right?
In Lake was a garbage strike, right?
Garbage?
Yeah.
No, just you have maggots.
Serious.
Let's go. There's a garbage strike. I'm telling you, there's a garbage strike.
Tell your wife.
What is that? What's going on? You cleaned out your whole house? Who got thrown out of the house yesterday?
Still there?
Never be nice again.
No, it's personal business.
So, It's all of his stuff.
Very private.
It's all of Yisrael's stuff.
I know what's going on, but there's 100 garbage bags by Yisrael's front door.
Moshe, I don't know how you helped.
Well, kiss
tomorrow. I don't know.
By the way, a whole night I contemplated not saying a word. I was trying to control myself. And then this morning I passed by again. I said, I cannot let this go. It's just not unacceptable. There must be a strike.
Last night, but I'm not, after a minute, I know I'm that neighbor. I have to say something.
What the heck? It's very funny. It's very funny.
Still there?
Yeah. Hello?
We'd like some privacy there.
My wife never be nice again.
I don't know what she did. I don't know what she did, but even I am not that nice. I've been nice, but
I promise you I'm not that nice either. Ever again.
I don't know. Anyway.
The whole thing. I mean, the lead up was perfect. Oh, wow, that was dope. And it wasn't practiced.
There was no chance for 1 second that you wouldn't say something.
I almost didn't say anything. Last night I said I'm not saying anything. This morning
he's already 10 minutes in.
Anyway, let's go. We're late. We're very late. Okay, Zigmar says Mishnah, a new Mishnah.
That's why he ran into it. He ran by
your
house.
No, that's why he was late.
Simanov Umitsarov.
Kenish,
I'm totally off with this time because I have a specific thing that, whatever, I don't know. Not good. I need the extra 20 minutes. We'll get back there.
It's okay.
I'm fine with it. Anyway. Oh! They're Bayless. Besimanov Umitsarov. Mishnah. We're up to the Mishnah. Kavav Amarav from Chaim Echel Ben Abusha. You look all spry today. He wants to start, yeah. Simanov Mitzarov put on the hookah shoes. What is it with? Hookah, huh? Those shoes. The Simanov Mitzarov. So a guy says, I'm selling you a base core. I'm selling you a base core. And he adds in the language, the Simanov Mitzarov. Now, the Gemara we had before said, then when you say when a guy says base court off on imaychaloch, it's like you say hein chaser hein yasser. And we had the Mishnah that said that when you say hein chaser hein yasser, there's leeway of a roiva kav per saw. So if I say base court off on imaychaloch, which is like saying hein chaser hein yasser, and I also add in the word simana mitzarov, so what I'm saying is that I'm allowing double the amount of leeway than just hein chaser hein yasser. Because hein chaser hein yasser is leeway of a quarter of a kav per saw. So if I say base core off on a merchaloch and I add in a siman mitzarov, then I'm adding in that it's not just a leeway of a roiva kav per saw, it's a leeway of a half a kav per saw. Because I said extra words, which I don't have to say. That's how Rashbam explains the Mishnah. Saying the words base core off on a merchaloch is like saying hein chaser hein yasser. That's what Gemara said beforehand. Gemara came out like that. So it's the same times. Thing. Not four times.
Why can't it just be the same?
Half, double.
It's a kavlosa instead of roiva kavlosa. Kiflik of lime.
It says kiflik of lime. Tvei mi roiva losa, kiflik of lime.
Mishtos hainu kavlosa. And we said roiva.
Okay. Right, so it's pachas mishtos.
What? Right. Drop less.
Whatever.
It's four times. It's almost
four
times.
It's four times.
Why can't it be the same?
Quarter.
It can't be the same because by just saying base core offer, that's leeway of a roiva kaf. That itself is already a leeway. So what you add by saying the words siman of a mitzarov?
That is the accent.
You added something.
So if you say base core and then you say hein chaser hein yasser, it should be double.
No, because we say you maz b'deburay. That's okay. That's the Gemara. We had the Gemara beforehand about that. Siman of mitzarov is extra words. Base core offer by itself is already enough to make leeway. That's what Rambam says.
Base core is leeway. Everything has leeway in base core.
Right. So in Melo, by saying Siman Tzorov, you're doubling your leeway or tripling your leeway.
Why can't it just be the same as saying hein chaser hein yasser?
It's not. Because you added something. If you would have just... You don't have to say hein chaser hein yasser if you say base core offer. That's the Gemara came out. The Gemara came out. Base core offer and hein chaser hein yasser, same thing. Same thing. So Melo, now that we did that establishment, Simanov Mitzarov, Pachas Mishtos, Hegiyoi, Achtos Yinaka. So what the Mishnah is saying is, the simple understanding is, that up to a shtus is included in the leeway. Once you go more than a shtus, the question the Gemara is going to have in a minute is shtus part of before or shtus is after shtus itself. But more than a shtus or under a shtus is pashat. Under a shtus is included. Over a shtus, you have to give back money. It's not bitul mekach. You have to give back money. Buy it off the guy. Shtus is machloek is in Gemara. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, what is a shtus business? We're not really handling Einoa here. That's not really a shaila in the Mishnah. There's no Einoa karkois. There's no such thing.
Why does it come out there so much that you're adding on?
Why is it?
It's four times. Why can't it be double? It should be chatzi. Huh? Why are we jumping from Roivakav just because you say Simon of a Mitzarev, now you're going to almost four?
That's the max.
Why can't you just do double?
No, so one second. Before
we said double.
So I'll tell you 1 second. So really, when you said a base core offering Michael Rishbam explains, and you added the Simana Mitzarov, really everything in these borders are included. So really it should be, I don't know, 10 times the amount. Because what you add these words for? Obviously you're trying to say that not just base core, whatever. The problem is that you also said base core. So You're stickle in a tug of war. You said base core, but you also said shira mitzarov. So Rashbam says, what we do is the chomu meshayer that there's a certain amount of leeway that a guy's maskim. More than that, not. He said base core, so he wants to be within the base core realm. What's within the base core realm? How much is that? It can't be a roivakav, because that's included already in just saying base core. It can't be everything included. Let's say Shiyur Simano Mitzarev is 10 core. You're going to include 10 core, but you said base core. So your shtickle stuck here. So what Chom Mishai, Rishbam says Chom Mishai, that Dachi Machel Inish, Hechad Arm Simano Mitzarev, Tfeilei Machel. A guy's Machel Ashtos. Ashtos is Machel, which is more than a Reva. It's 3 to 4 times that, whatever that is. But more than that, a guy's not Machel. Not that it's a no, because there's no no like a kois. No such thing as a no like a kois.
No, it's
included. I could sell you a piece of property in Manhattan for $100 million that's only worth really $50 million. You want to buy it? It's fine. That's there's no such thing as a no like a kois.
How many
kaftas
are 6?
Yeah.
So Reva is
1.4. Yeah, but Ashtos is what was it? Kifle Kiflaim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Why are they coming up with a new judgment of what someone is going to be willing to.
Because the words you said. Simana Mitzarov.
I know, but.
So Chacham said, so what do you mean to add? You're adding something. What are you adding? Yeah, you can't be adding more than way more than a base core because you said base core. Yeah. You're still stuck.
Yeah,
you're adding a lot. But it's not what's in the borders. The borders is 10 base core. Possibly. Could be.
He's like the sales guy that at the end he says the wrong thing.
Wearing the Walmart white pants.
Exactly.
Anyway.
And this is not enough.
Brings you a Danish from the Dunkin' Donuts.
I know it's on the price that you're paying. This is on the field, the amount of field extra you're getting.
Right. I know.
There's no way I know that way.
Well, the Mishnah says Lashon Ashtus. So Ashtus always, that language is by Eino. That's what Rashbam is speaking. Yeah, we're not handling Eino here because no Eino look our kois. We're just being Mishaya, that Chom being Mishaya, that's what a guy would include when he said this language. He said base core and he said borders. Chai life went without borders. Where it comes from. Anyway, Itmar, Rav Huna Amar. You ready? Who put up a fence? Okay, it's all shtus. Itmar, Rav Huna Amar. Shtus is kepachos mishtus. Yeah. Itmar, Rav Huna Amar. Shtus. So we said, pachos mishtus is included in this language. Chum said it's included. More than a shtus, you got to pay. What about shtus itself? Shtus is kepachas mishtus. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, shtus is kiyesa mishtus. up to shtus. Question is ad va'ad v'chal, ad va'ad loya v'chal. The shtus, is that under or is that over? Where is that fall? Rav Huna amar shtus kepachas v'shtus. Hachi kamar. This is how you learn the Mishnah. Pachas v'shtus v'shtus b'chal hegiyoy. That's what you have to learn, like an additive in there. Yosef m'shtus yinakav. Okay, great. If you don't, I know. Shtus is ki yosef m'shtus. Hachi kamar. Pachas m'shtus hegiyoy. Ad shtus. V'shtus b'chal yinakav. Shtus and up is gone. You gotta watch. Now, it's not a bitul mekach. It's just that you gotta pay. Meisvei, frekting amara, we have a tesefta. Besimanov uv metzarov, which is our Mishnah, which means you said this language, you said base kur, simanov metzarov. Pichishtos, ayhoisishtos. If you undergave a shtos, oi heis shtos,
under landmark.
Right. Harei kashum on the yonim. That's like shum on the yonim, which means the mishnahs work in both ways. If you say base korof on a mechloch, and you say base korof or b'simano mitzarov, and it comes out that you measure it, and it's less than a base kor by a shtos, that would be a good mechira also. Because that's what I said. I said, the lamb, these are, you know. So halacha is, the Braisa says...
He was fixing the bones. Huh? He was fixing the bones.
Who moved the bones? He was actually just standing
once. Meisvei, b'simanov, u'metzarov, pichishtus or heisishtus, just you better hope that it doesn't snow while he does addition, because every Carlitos guy is out of there. The house could be falling down, doesn't matter. Can I apply it, man? Simanov, Matsara, Pikashus, Ahoisishus, Arei Kushum on the Yanim, it's like Shum on the Yanim, Higir. That's Lashon and Tosefta. Funny Lashon. Now, what's Shum on the Yanim? What is Shum on the Yanim? So the Gemara in Ksuba says, Shum on the Yanim is where there's a guy died, left over a wife and kids, and he has Nechasim. You got to feed the kids. You can't just have the assignment go ahead and sell the, you can't sell his lawnmower. The guy's going to take advantage of them. So Besdin goes in, and they make assessments for the properties. We're talking about both, I think. It's only karka. Yeah, because metaltim, you have all kinds of dinim of aina and everything. It's a metatlin. It's properties. So they go in and they sell a property, and then you realize they messed up. They undercharged for the property, or they way overcharged. So halacha over there is, the halacha over there is bitul mekach. If they went way over, it's bitul mekach. So it says, but the braisa equates our Mishnah with that halacha of Shum HaDayanim. And this is where the problem is. So it says, it's exactly like that halacha. Hegiyoy. The shtus is ki yosem shtusu. The halacha is by shum on the yonim, that if they overestimate, if they undersell a shtus, that goes into yosem shtus, which is faked from Rav Huna. Rav Huna's shita is that a shtus is leewayed. You have leeway. A shtus is kipachas m'shtus. But that Gemara is clearly saying, because by Shum on the Yonim, that's the halacha. Shtus is kiyesa m'shtus. That means it will be bitul mekach over there.
So here it's also bitul. You say here it's
that's the Gemara is going to, that's the next part of the Gemara is going to say that it's like Shum on the Yonim, it's not like Shum on the Yonim. But that's the halacha by Shum on the Yonim. But we're right now,
is,
now.
That shtus is
yesa? But Shum on the Yonim, the shtus is kiyasa m'shtusu. That's kasha on Huna. So I'm like, Huna, but I have kasha on you also. Because the Braisa says, Lashon HaVegiyoy. V'tamech HeGiyoy Katani. But according to you, of Yehuda, it's not a Giyoy. Means the shtus is kiyasa m'shtusu. Right, shtus is kiyasa m'shtusu, it could be a bit of Mekach. So it doesn't stem according to anybody, this Tesefta. This Tesefta's language is The fact that you shtel tzu according to Yehuna is not good, and the fact that it says a year is not good. So it's not good according to anybody. So what are you going to say over here? How does this Tosefta shtim b'chlal?
What's wrong with Hegiyah?
Hegiyah means that it's not betel mekach.
Sales valid.
But that's, according to Huna Yehuda, it's not true. So what's the Brisa saying? Is the Brisa saying that it's bad? By Shema Dionim, it's betel mekach? Then it's not like Rav Huna. But Hegiyah seems like it is like Rav Huna. Not like Rav Yehuda.
It's just or less according to Rav Yehuda than Hegiyah.
No. According to Yehuda, a shtus is kiyasim shtus. So it's not a gear. Right? So Gemara says, Elo, they take out Elo, the Rishmam takes out Elo, because it's not a noob shot. It's an explanation of what's going on over here. Kishuma dayonim, velo kishuma dayonim. What the Sefta is saying is, it's like shuma dayonim, but it's not like shuma dayonim. Kishuma dayonim, le shtus. It's like Shuma Dayanim when it comes to Shtus. But Veloike Shuma Dayanim, Dilo Azam, Bitel Mech, Bitel Hache Egiyoi. So what does this mean? It means that when it comes to really Shtus is like more than a Shtus. And it goes back. And all we're saying is that there's no Mechila by a Shtus. That's all we're trying to say over there. There's no Mechila by a Shtus. But it's different than Shuma Dayanim. Because Shuma Dayanim is Bitl Mekach. Why? Because Bezdin has no right to go in to a guy's property and sell it for undervalue or overvalue. You have no right to do that. That's not what your job is. Your job is to get the right price. That is your job as Bezdin. As opposed to over here, as Baum says a very interesting thing. He says over here, in our Mishnah, the guy who's selling and the guy who's buying are both interested in this property. The guy who's selling wants the money, and the guy who's buying wants the property. There's no bitul mekach. I'll just give you the difference. We're both interested in this thing. We're not interested in trying to lose that. Mashenkin over there, there's no interest in anybody selling this property. The father's dead. It's Bezdin doing this forcefully because they need to raise money for the assignment. You have no right to make it to do less or more. It should be exact price. Why'd you mess up? You messed up. It's Bitul Mekach. There's no two parties that are maskim over here. The other party is a dead father. The kids, they have no say. So you're working for the kids. You're working for the kids. You have no right to do this. Do it right. And that's what the Tosefta is telling Tzu. We're only shtelling tzu, our sugya, to that sugya, legabe that if it's a shtus, it would be
So what are we passing on?
Yinacher.
Shtus is yoiser?
Yoiser mishtus. Shtus
is ki yoiser?
Yeah, that's what we're saying over there. That's all we're saying over there. It's going according to everybody. We're making the brayso to shtim.
Oh. We pass, that price shows that it's Yoyser Mishtos. It's Ki Yoyser. Just it happens to have a different halacha for whatever reason.
If you hear them, what's the comparison to Shom?
No, it means each one could learn it their way. It means Rabbi Yehuda could learn that really, you're saying that Higiyoy, no. Really, a shtus is no mechila, and it's kiyasim a shtus. And the comparison that we're saying is higiyoy means that's not bitul mekach. That's how he learns it. Each one can learn the brayso to make it fit into his thing. According to Yehuda, all higiyoy means is not bitul mekach. It's not compared to Shuma Dayanim all the way, but not saying that shtus is pachas m'shtus.
According to Rav Yehuda, I understand, because we say that shtos is ki yoser.
Right, according to Rav Huna, he learns it simple. Higiyah means that shtos is pachas m'shtos.
And that's the halacha by Shom?
That's how he learns.
So he learns that halacha by Shom is that it's kepachas?
Yeah, that's how he'll learn, yeah. Yeah.
So there's a machlokes by shum even.
Yeah, the machlokes. How what if what is shtus? That's your funer's machlokes.
So why did the Gemara just say that? Why did the Gemara have to come onto this weird territory?
Because the Gemara, because
the Gemara just said it's a machlokes by shum.
I'll tell you why. Because you have to. There is a similarity to shum, but there's also not a similarity. In order to make a Yehuda work, you have to say what Higia means. What does Higia mean? Higia means that it's fine. What do you mean it's not fine? You're saying Shtus is Yesem Shtus. So it's not fine. You don't get it. So he says, no, Higia just means it's not Bittul Mekach. That's what Yehuda's saying. Yehuda's saying, you're comparing the two brises. It's only for certain aspects.
I mean, Shtus is Yenaka.
Shtus is Yenaka. It says Higia. That was the whole kasha. Yeah, Higia just means that it's not like...
It's a valid sale.
Right. It's not like Shum Dionim, it's a valid sale.
Once you hit the red line,
that's why you have to say these two things, otherwise you have a cash according to each one. We have 5 minutes? That's fine, don't worry about it. Rapapa Zavan Aramahu Gavra. Rapapa sold a property, bought a property from a guy. Amalei, he said a very interesting language. He said, base kur offrani meichaloch. Bisimanov u Mitzarov. He said this language. But he also said, he said 20 amalei have a esrin geyure. He said, there's 20 geyure. 20 geyure is 20 kur, which is 20 saw, which is a base course 2 saw. This is 750,000 square amas. Okay, that's what 20 saw is. It's a big piece of property. You're talking about, well, I don't know, what, 50 acres? So the Gemara says, V'loy avoid, the guy buys it, he goes to manage title, does the whole sale, is finished. And the Chameser, he goes, there's only 15, there's a quarter less, there's 650,000 square amas. It's a big difference. It's 200,000 square amas difference. So Azka made Abaya, Amalei, Savas Kabilas. What do you mean? You understood, you knew what was going on over here, and you said fine. And the way Rishbam says, I guess something that you could see with the naked eye, or this guy knew. He knew. So Vatanan Pachas Mishtus. Vatanan Pachas Mishtus Hegioi. Achtus Yinaka. It says fakarit. It says that you have to pay for it. That's it. We just finished saying it. So the guy knew Savakibel. So Fred the Gemara, he still didn't answer the question. Lamai said the guy said the word Esrim. So the guy lied. I said, I'm selling you 750,000 square amas. I come as only 650,000 square amas. $100,000 difference. That's
35 acres.
35 acres. It's a big property. So the bottom line is, did I lie? So, give it a few minutes. Machi will refute it.
So glad you came today.
So the Gemara says, he's an actuary. He knows numbers. That's what he knows.
He knows missing numbers.
No, he also knows why the numbers like that.
He knows missing numbers.
A plus B equals C without D.
without.
Anyway, so the Gemara says, Amalei Dadikve Esmo. What I was saying is, this property is such a good property that it produces like 20 saw. That's what I was telling you. I'm not telling you it's 20 saw. It's a value, it's a property in Manhattan. Getting 2 acres in Manhattan is like getting 100 acres in Lakewood. That's what I was telling you. Zokta Gemara Vaiter. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer. This is a very sojizdik Gemara. It's a big, big, big sugya about Goyro. Rabbi Yosi Omer. Ha'achin shecholku, kivin she'ola Goyro le'echemhen kanu kulam. You have two brothers that split. And he did a goyrel. What's a goyrel? A goyrel is, we know, goyrel is all over the place. So, is goyrel a kinyan? The Gemara says, Kivin she'ola goyrel echemen. One guy, we put the thing in the hat, the guy picks out, okay, you got the property on Laguna Lane, and there's only one property left on Alamitos. I get Laguna Lane, he gets Alamitos. So, the halacha is, Kivin she'ola goyrel echemen, kana kulam. My timer, what's shah, and this goyrel, what is goyrel? Where we come with goyrel business? Just like its show was created, was established, 1777, you know, like in America, its show. Ma atchilas begoyrel, Just like an Eretz Yisrael, when they split Eretz Yisrael, they did it with a Goyrel, Afkam a Goyrel. So Mel, the same Kenyan as there, you have over here, whatever, however it worked over there, worked over here. So Gemara says, Imalaham Kalfi, V'urim Atumim, what are you talking about? Eretz Yisrael was not split with a Goyrel. It was Urim Atumim, it was Ruach HaKadosh. It was, the guy stood there and said, hey, this goes to him. It was from Hashem. It was a Goyrel. If you're saying the way it works is the same way it worked in Eretz Yisrael, then you should have to have a Ruach Kodesh. You have to have an Urim Tumim and Kalfi, and you pick it out off the Urim Tumim, and it, Hashem is pronouncing that the property goes, it's Ruach Kodesh. It's not a Kenyan. Where do you get a Kenyan from? What Kenyan?
Not depending on.
So sure. There's no Gemara Das. You don't need Gemara Das. It's a gift from God. You don't need Gemara Das. Ruach Kodesh, Rashbam says. By Mecham, Ruach Kodesh. Why? But in Eretz Yisrael, that's not what happened. So anyway, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, and the way Rashbam learns, this is answering the Gemara. It's not a new pshat. Vahu ano de kutsais la adodi, gomru imakna adodi. This ano, that you're listening to the Goyrel, I'm gomer makna, means if there's three guys by a table and we decide that we're going to use the Goyrel method of splitting this property, it's basically a handshake. The Rosh says you still need a Kenyan, but it's a Gemiras Das that this is how it is. Now it's interesting because the Gemara didn't answer the question. The Gemara didn't answer the question. Because we still have a question. What about the Urim Tumim? If you could, Rav Ashi is not saying a noob shot. It's not El Omer Rav Ashi. He's answering the Gemara's kasha. How do you answer the Gemara's kasha? But there's no over there. There was no Gemara Das. There's no Gemara Das. By you don't need Gemara Das. I'm not no Gemara Das. There wasn't my dad's. The by Yeshua, there's a story over there where Yosef came and he didn't want his piece. So, well, tough luck. I'm sorry. This is what Hashem said. Urim Vatumim. He's not arguing. Rav Bam says he's not arguing. He's answering. He's not saying a different test. Rav Bam says not an Ella. It's not more than say Ella. Ella would be a noob shot. That's not what he's saying. No. Well, I'm answering. How's he answering? So, Briskerov says that. Even by the Urim Vatumim was only to make there shouldn't be fights. The Kenya was not from the Urim Vatumim. The Kenya was Goyrel, Gemiras Das. There was a Goyrel, and Klai Yisrael understood, like you're saying, they understood that this is how it's going to be split. And the Urim Vatumim was just shouldn't be a fight. That's what it was. I guess we'll continue tomorrow over here, the next piece. Let's see Mishnayos. No. A guy who's a sponge,
or a funnel.
And he's umashpech means he's
a funnel.
He loses it, no. Right?
Umashpech is a funnel.
But that's bad.
The
Gemara's
gonna explain. The Mishnah woman.
Mashmeres v'nafa. Svoig shu soifig as a coil. Umashpech shemachz bezu umetz bezu. Comes in one and goes out the other. Mashmeres shematzi as a yam and kolatas shmara.
It holds the bad and lets the good go.
The nafa shematzi as a kamach, keeps the good.